What's up, everybody? Welcome to this bonus episode of Now It's Legal. I'm Jim Cavall, and I'm really excited about this specific bonus episode because we're going to let you into an FBS team room. We're going to let you into the team room for UAB football with head coach Trent Dilfer, who's going to set the stage for a talk that Brandon Copeland and myself gave to the team. You're going to hear from some of the players as they talk about who they are, what they want written at their funeral, said about them at their funeral. You're going to hear us talk about the landscape of college athletics and where things are going. You're also going to see if the team decided to sign up for athletes.org and why they made that decision. It's a special day for me because we want to do more of this. We believe that more college athletics programs, and specifically college football and basketball programs, should let us in the team room because we believe athletes.org is structured to be the players association for college athletes to vote and speak into the new deal of college athletics. If college athletics is going to have any protection from all the litigation happening, they're going to need to come to a deal with college athletes. And we, now with 2,400 plus college athletes signed up, are trying hard to be the organization to help make that new deal happen in a way that not only protects the future of college athletics for the leaders and the schools, but also helps athletes get a bigger piece of the pie that they help create. And so this episode is going to paint all of that and more. And it's a bonus episode behind the scenes. We're letting you in the room for our talk with UAB football.
So today's kind of a historic day. You're the first. You're the first team that athletes.org is presenting to. Okay. What's being done today will be filmed, as you can tell, and sent out to other teams. You guys have followed the conversation in college football. People are making a lot of money. Billions of dollars. How much are you getting? The actual money that's negotiated for you to play on TV, you are getting none of. All right, so who's getting it? The conference and the institutions. I'm one of the few people that believes you deserve some of it. The movement that's gonna happen is power is gonna go from institutions and conferences and be shared with players. When you're a player in the NFL, you're part of a union, okay? And you have people fighting on your behalf. You have help, right? Right now, you have no help. Right now, your lone ranger is you and your parents, right? Athletes.org is set up to be your help. And it's really cool who's talking to you. You guys know Jim Cavall. Jim's a very good friend of mine, entrepreneur, super successful influencer, him. Like a lot of things in the space are him. I don't know of a human right now that fights more on the player's behalf than Jim. And then Brandon Copeland, we always talk about crushing life, right? We talk about being great husbands, fathers, providing, being awesome humans. You're gonna love his story. Undrafted free agent, okay? 10-year NFL vet. Average lifespan of a first-round pick. How many years, Logan? Guess. 3 to 5, 2.7. Undrafted free agent, 10. You don't think he's got a little bit of this? He got a little something-something in him to do that? That's not just talent. He's got some, but that's everything else we talk about. But it doesn't stop there. He's a professor. While he was playing, he was going to Wharton, right? Professor at Penn now or professor at Wharton? Professor at Penn.
Most of NIL is donors laundering money through collectives to pay players to come to a school. Instead of the schools paying the players, this NIL thing's being used for it. It should be that the school, who is generating $16 billion, is now the size of the annual market of college sports. $16 billion, okay? None of that money's being shared, so instead of the schools paying the players, this NIL thing's being used for it. And I realized it wasn't sustainable and start building something to help athletes go get a piece of that money. And I don't just mean with a salary, but with better benefits. This should be the launching point of your lives. It should not be the peak of your lives.
The reason why we spend time doing athletes.org is because, frankly, I just want to see y'all eat. I want to see y'all win. I'm tired of seeing people take advantage of us. Who represents the athletes? Who's going to be fighting for you to get a bigger piece? We like to say decisions are being made about you without you. And you have a choice, you have a decision. At this point in time, you can either say, cool, you know, NCAA's got it. They gonna look out for me. They'll make sure I get my piece. How many of y'all believe that? Raise your hand if you believe that. Okay. Or, again, college athletes need to organize into their own association where they can amplify their voice, access trusted support, and maximize their income. And what we propose to you guys is athletes.org is your association.
NIL is not regulated. What does that mean? That means that we don't have any transparency to know who's getting paid what. You're not signing a deal that's locking you in and locking them into paying you. You could be signing a deal that's not standardized by an association that can make sure that your contracts look right. These things all happen in pro sports. The problems are pretty simple, guys. This is the foundation of athletes.org. Number one, athletes deserve a bigger piece of the pie. We do want the revenue that UAB football makes to be able to be shared with you. But also, we want you to have a voice. We want to have standards and accountability across your whole experience. And so we want to give you a voice. And then number three, we want you to have support. If you got a legal question, we want you to have a place to go. If you're about to do your taxes and you don't know who to hire to do them for you, we want you to have a solution. If you're really struggling with something and you don't know who to talk to, because like Cope was saying earlier, you're the athlete that's got it all figured out and you don't know where you'd go with it, and you're scared to go to a team official just because it might affect how you're perceived in the locker room or whatever it is, we want to help you, right? And so support, voice, income. Not only are we hearing that athletes are getting bad offers that aren't real and they'll switch schools to find out that they don't get what they were promised, but also in the contract, what you're committing to is really important. We've seen athletes who were going into the last year of college football sign a collective deal that says they have to do this many autographs at this rate. When they leave, they still have this many left to do, and they can't do the pro deal that's twice as much per autograph.
I've seen players, you know, get told they would come in and start, get all this money, and then they get there and they third and fourth on the depth chart and they don't get no money. Now they just sitting there stuck because they can't leave again.
Well, forcing function is when something happens that forces action. Okay? And that's what's happening right now. Because this is coming, because, you know, I worked in TV, right? They're still going to pay the $7.6 billion for the college football playoff. They've signed their contracts. Okay? So college football games are going to be on TV. And this is a forcing function to tell ADs and presidents around the country, okay, to put their money where their mouth is. Because what they say in the NCAA site, they say they're for you. Don't they say that? Don't all these institutions say they're about the kid? Are they? Are they with the information you know right now? Now, your scholarship's a big deal. I don't ever want to discount the scholarship. They are paying for your college education, and that's a big deal. And that's part of it. That would be part of the revenue sharing, okay? And that's something that would be part of the pie. But how many of those people, I'll use Smyre, where's Smyre? How many people outside this building sacrifice their body and long-term effects to your health? Like you, nobody, like you guys do. There ain't one athletic administrator that's splattering a play. Right? Is that fair? Right? There ain't one college administrator that's handling the C-gap, Damus, against somebody that's, what, 50 pounds heavier than you? Not one. Right? And this is what got me with the NFL Players Union, is that it wasn't about the moment we were in. It was about the moment we were all going to experience when we were done giving our bodies to the owners to make billions of dollars. Yeah, we got rewarded. But what about health care after? What about mental health? Who did I call when my son died? The NFLPA had a group of people that I could call. It's more than just the bag. It's all the things you deserve because you put your bodies on the line. Prime, you're the most important voice in college football. Let them come into your team. Every college coach, if you really are about your players, then let them organize. You're scared because you think your comfortable life is going to go away. If you care about your players, let their lives be comfortable like yours. Thank you.
Ultimately, again, we're not here telling you guys to fight. We are being invited in here by your coach and all your coaches because, again, they said they love you, right? They actually want to see you win. It's not like that everywhere.
Y'all are the first team to sign up together for athletes.org. That's a big deal. You're making history today in a journey that's going to be historical as college sports changes. Let's give ourselves a hand for that. That's a big deal.
With that being said, I appreciate y'all. Let's give it up. Give two claps and a woo to yourselves.
Woo! Everybody up. Quick, keep us up, baby.
So thankful that you could check out this episode of Now It's Legal. And as always, if you're not subscribed on Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts, search Now It's Legal with Jim Cavale and make sure you subscribe. You can do that on YouTube as well. You can also get teasers and clips from future episodes before they come out. Follow us on Instagram at Now It's Legal Pod so you can subscribe to the clips that will preview each new episode. Now, this episode was different. We're going to try to do more of it. As athletes.org goes into team rooms and talks with athletes and has candid conversations with leaders, coaches, but also teams of athletes, we want to let you in behind the scenes. And so my hope is that we'll do it more. And my hope is also, if you're a college athletics leader listening to this and you just listen to that conversation in that team room at UAB, bring us into your team room. Help your athletes start to unite so that as one united group, they can collaborate with you and the other schools in your conference and across the country to speak into and decide on the terms of the new deal for college athletics. A new deal that will only make college athletics that much better in the future and will create a protected version of college athletics that we all can feel great about.